It is 1:46 p.m. on Thursday, February 15th, 2024. I apologize to those that have been waiting, but we were temporarily delayed due to other state business. So let the record reflect that we have a quorum. Present today is Vice Chair David Wilson and Senator Rob Myers. Others may be able to make it, but I know that some are busy in the Transportation Committee right now. So staffing the committee today is our LIO moderator, Dylan Williams, Lisa Denny from Records, and our Transportation Committee aide, Emma Torkelson. So at this time, check your cell phones. Be sure they're silenced. And so for today's meeting, our agenda consists of just one item, SB 105 by the Senate Transportation Committee. And so first up, we'll have Senate Bill 105. We heard this bill on Tuesday of this week. We heard a bill introduction, open and close public testimony, and set the bill aside. Today is my intention to consider the one amendment that we received by the deadline, open a discussion, then look to the will of the committee. With that, do committee members have any questions about the underlying bill? My intern, Ms. Wallace Moyer, and the Railroad President CEO, Bill O'Leary, are here to answer any questions we may have. None noted. Seeing no further questions, we will now move to consideration of amendments. The amendment deadline of SB for 105 was close of business yesterday. My office received one amendment from Senator Myers. Senator Myers, would you like to move your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Amendment 1, or Mr. Chair.
I will object for the purpose of discussion.
My apologies on attempting to promote you. Mr. Chair, Amendment number 1 is not related necessarily to the bonding authority in the underlying bill, but is related to the railroad. This is language that came from a bill from the governor a couple of years ago. And what it's trying to accomplish is tell us what part of the railroad's operations are necessary for actual railroad operations, you know, passengers, freight, et cetera, and what is just a money-making operation for them. I believe it's fairly well known that the railroad owns a fair amount of real estate around the state, and that real estate and the railroad's management of it has caused some consternation. Flying Crown Subdivision in Anchorage, the waterfront in Enana, some issues with some constituents of mine up in the North Pole area. And what this amendment would do is it would subject the railroad to a third-party audit every year and require that that audit then get sent to the Chief Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House. And in that audit, part of it is required to say what part of what the railroad owns is useful and necessary for actual railroad operations and what part is not. I recognize this is not necessarily going to change any railroad operations on its face. This is just information for us for a starting place to see exactly what all is going on. Part of what the problem has been over the last few years is trying to put all of the pieces together, and having a third-party audit, I believe, would be useful for that.
You any questions from the committee? Senator
Wilson.
Wilson, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't disagree with the intent of the maker of this amendment, I honestly don't think it goes far enough. I would like to see the railroad be separated into a land bank operation and operation side. Similarly, what we do to the Mental Health Trust and other organizations. And so I just, you know, I think that that's a question upon, you know, sort of is the railroad a operation of the cars and trains and moving goods and services and people along its rails, or is it in the business of being a land trust where it makes money? And I think you can't necessarily separate the two entities because one doesn't work without the other well. And so I think that that's pretty clear to the committee, and that's, you know, I think this bill is going to be a heavy lift through this building alone, and I'm not sure if this will help this lighten the load or lessen the load in terms of where we'll be with this amendment. I think it would make it a heavier lift to get it through, and I think that this bill needs to continue on through the process as a supporting piece of legislation to get going.
Would you like to respond, Senator Meyer?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. So I would kind of agree with Senator Wilson that I think that more action needs taken, but this amendment is a starting point. Exactly what those actions taken after that, I don't know yet. Like I said, I need more information. And having that information together in a single audit, per what's suggested in the amendment, I think that that would go a long way towards telling us what action needs to come next. As for whether or not it makes the bill harder to pass or easier to pass, I will leave that up to the speculation of the members of the committee. But I believe that something needs to change with the railroad's operations and the way it's interacted with the public, and this is the first step in doing so.
Just want to note for the record, Senator Tobin arrived at 1:52 p.m. Thank you. Senator Tobin, you've just come in, and so just to bring you up to speed, we introduced the amendment and are just in the process of discussing it. If you have any questions, we can take them now or any things you want to bring up. Otherwise, we can have Mr. O'Leary perhaps come and respond to this and give you some time to.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have one question. I hope Mr. O'Leary can speak to this. It's in Section 2 that requests an annual report with including a complete accounting that is audited by an independent outside auditor. And I'm just hoping that you can expound a little bit about your current practices and what information is made available to the public.
So, Mr. O'Leary, if you would please approach, put yourself on the record, and we'll chat with you about this amendment.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to be here again and to discuss this amendment. For the record, my name is Bill O'Leary. I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Alaska Railroad Corporation, based in Anchorage. And to be clear, this right up front here, the railroad does not support this amendment. We only learned about it last night, so I would consider these comments to be somewhat preliminary at this point, but we can certainly not fully digested at this point, but we can certainly follow up later on if there is a need to do something like that. We're unclear at this point about exactly what the problem or shortcoming that we're exactly trying, that this amendment seeks to address. And from the railroad's perspective, we think it's going to unnecessarily complicate what really is what Senate Bill 105 is about, which is a very, it's an outstanding economic development opportunity for this state with the Seward passenger dock and for the, not only for the railroad, but for the entire visitor industry and Alaska out there. $137 million worth of infrastructure effectively paid for by the private sector. So talking a little bit about some of the requirements in the amendment at this point, it does put, to Senator Tobin's point, a new audit requirement on the Alaska Railroad. And I would submit that the railroad is, you know, certainly one of the more reviewed and audited groups in all of state purview here. And without making an exhaustive list, we do have an annual financial audit currently that is performed by the international accounting firm. We have an annual single audit related to some of the federal monies that we receive by virtue of the fact of our passenger services. We also have a what they call a national transit database review, again performed by that accounting firm. The federal government, through the Federal Transit Administration, conducts a triennial review, every, not surprisingly, 3 years on many of our operations. We also have a statutorily mandated annual performance audit that is on a different topic each year to ensure that the railroad continues to be operated efficiently and effectively. Department of Transportation comes in and audits things like our overhead rates out there And of course, legislative audit has unfettered access to the Alaska Railroad also. Additionally, we provide a myriad of reports to both the executive branch and to the legislature. So the audit as contemplated is something that we feel would be extremely expensive. We think it would be extremely resource intensive, and again, really from our perspective, for an undefined benefit at this particular point. It is also, I think, unclear as to who you would get to actually perform such an audit. And by just virtue of my experience, I'm a CPA with an audit background, 10 plus years of doing that particular type of work. And this is far from your garden variety audit. This would be something that would be required if to evaluate the railroad's assets. It depends on what level the audit would be at. I mean, is it to look at what our level of inventories are for locomotive parts? I mean, we do things differently at the Alaska Railroad than many lower 48 railroads, just for the simple reason that we are as isolated as we are. You don't go get a traction motor for a locomotive just down the street. So we carry, in that particular instance, significantly more inventory about such things. Also, as drafted, it would be logistically infeasible, just based on the timing out there of when the financial audit would be done, and at the same time being able to report on the assets that are considered to be excess. You know, from the railroad's perspective, if there's an issue about information, if there's an issue about something that groups would like to know about, I mean, I was telling somebody else in a different office today, I consider us somewhat narcissistic from the perspective of we love talking about ourselves. I mean, other than proprietary type information that could impact our competitiveness or could impact giving away customer information, you know, we don't have any issue. As a matter of fact, we welcome the concept of discussions about our assets, about our holdings, and about our plans. That's why just a very small piece of that is certainly our offer every year to come to different transportation committees or any other committees and to discuss exactly what that's all about. And, you know, finally, the point that was brought up just as through the discussion of the by Senator Wilson in discussion of the amendment, the railroad is, I'm admittedly biased, but I think many people could take a step back and look at the railroad's model as really an ingenious one and put together by a legislature that really looked at what was necessary for this organization to remain, as we are in statute, self-sustaining and not come to the state every year or any years really for an operating subsidy. And the railroad's lands, as an example, are a key piece of that. We have rail operations, but yes, we also have land holdings. And those work together in concert in an approach to actually continue to make us self-sustaining. Absent one of those, somebody said we wanted to spin off our passenger service. Well, that would be deeply impactful. If we wanted to spin off our land holdings, that would be deeply impactful. The reason the model works is because of the way the model is constituted. And certainly far from an admonition, but just caution would be to that any changes to that model that being contemplated should really be taken with great care. So railroad does not support the amendment, but certainly available for any questions about anything I said or anything else related to. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions? Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. O'Leary, I must admit I'm a little confused by your comments. The amendment is asking for an external audit, and you're saying that, one, you already do an external audit, and on the other hand, an external audit would be infeasible. You say that you love talking about yourself and your operations, and all we're asking you to do is to define what you own and how it contributes to your operations, and you don't want to do that. So I'm getting a lot of mixed messages here.
Through the chair, Senator Myers. So yes, we do get a annual financial audit, and it is a standard financial audit. Are we presenting our financial information clearly and accurately? As our understanding, and again, looking at this amendment, is that this is significantly more than that. It would be looking at our assets and as to what is in excess of what is necessary to meet our mission. Well, as management of the railroad, between management and the board, our job is to, because we are running a business, to look at that every day and to determine what if there are assets that are not contributing out there, why would we be holding on to those? My concern is that there is putting something like this into statute is going to be tremendously expensive and tremendously resource intensive for the railroad for limited benefit. That I think this, if that is the question, we could certainly, I think, address that in a different way. The railroad, from my perspective, wants to be very open with the legislature and others, again, subject to proprietary type concerns about what we're doing, what our plans are, where we've been, and where we want to go.
Follow up?
I'll hold off for the moment. See if others have questions.
All right. Any questions? Yep. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Just want to note that Senator Keel arrived at 2:03 p.m. And okay, with that, we're going to take a brief at ease. Back on the record, I will, if there's no further questions that have arisen, I'll maintain my objection to the amendment. And my perspective is that whatever merit it has, I'm not denying that it's a bit outside the scope of what I believe this bill is focused on, which is providing the bond funding of enabling that in order to get a project going that will be of great benefit. So. I believe in the interest of focus, the bill title, et cetera, that I'm going to maintain my objection to it. And so at this point, we'll now take a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Myers.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
No.
Senator Wilson.
No.
Chair Coughlin.
No. Thank you. With a vote of 3-2, the amendment has not passed. And with that, is there any other further discussion of the bill? I had a few questions, if you will, while you're there, Mr. O'Leary. So there's been discussion about the scope of the dock, that it's very purpose focused on the cruise ship function, which it was designed for, and the purpose for the bonding package. Earlier, you and I discussed wharf or dock operations that are in the future. Could you just explain a little bit about that with respect to other facilities in the Seward area that may fit the bill for some of the general freight transportation that we might be looking at?
Certainly, Chair Kaufman. So the Alaska Railroad is fortunate enough to have three docks in Seward. And one of them is the old coal dock, or I think we've actually renamed it the energy dock at this particular point. And we also have, of course, the passenger dock, which has been the subject of this bill and this discussion. And then we have our freight dock. And there as well as the activities, the cruise ship activities on the passenger dock, that is used in, during the wintertime for sometimes tying up ships and also very light freight activities. The majority of the freight activities occur at our freight dock. And that dock also is the subject of a capital project. We have a $25 million plan to expand that dock, lengthen, widen it, and make it much more functional for the influx of business that we have been experiencing and we believe is going to be coming forth. So it's something we're excited about that's also going to be in the 2026 timeframe is currently targeted for completion.
Okay, thank you for that. Any further questions? All right. So, brief at ease. Record, and seeing no further questions, Senator Wilson, do I have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 105, Work Order 33-LS0606, /B as in Bravo, from committee with attached individual recommendations and accompanying physical note.
With that, SB 105 Version B moves from committee, and I authorize legislative legal to make technical and conforming changes. We'll now take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. Back on the record, and with that, we adjourn at 2:10 p.m., and our next meeting will be on Tuesday, February 20th, and so we're now adjourned at 2:10 p.m.